Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for MacBreak Weekly is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is MacBreak Weekly, episode 96, for July 2, 2008. I ready? MacBreak Weekly is brought to you by Audible.com. For your free audiobook, visit audible.com/MacBreak. And by listeners like you. Thanks for your donations. This is MacBreak Weekly. We are gathered round once again to discuss all things Macintosh, and I am so glad you're here today. Joining us in studio, Mr. Alex Lindsay of the Pixel Core.
Hello, hello.
Hey, Alex. PixelCore.com, PixelCore.tv for the podcasts. And we're going to see a lot more of you, I think.
Yes.
I hope, anyway.
This week and next week, at least. But we're looking at places. We're wandering around Petaluma.
I've offered
Alex quite a town.
A stool in the corner,
yep.
Right by the fire.
Right by the fire.
Right
now, that was the
fire.
Key. I wasn't sure until I knew I could be near a fire.
You'll be right next to the fire. Yeah. Also on the horn, as it were, we have Mr. Scott Bourne on the horn from his special studio.
Hello.
Labs. ScottBourne.com is one place to go.
That's the best place to go to find everything. Or, you know, run over to TWiP Photo where me and Alex do This Week in Photography.
Oh, yeah. I love This Week. In fact, we were talking before the show began about you're going Nikon. That's a shocker, Scott Bourne.
After like 17 years, I've made the switch.
Wow.
And this was such big news that usurped the Obama campaign fighting with the McCain campaign over who's a better general.
That's how huge this story is, ladies and gentlemen.
It's that big.
We'll tune to TWiP for more about why you made big.
We're going to have an in-depth discussion. I'm sure Fred is going to needle me.
Fred's going to give you a little therapy session. Actually, Fred's a Nikon guy, right?
Yeah,
we're slowly becoming on Nikon. I mean, you're not a
Nikon guy.
I'm on my way. I'm gonna test Scott's, okay. And then I'm gonna see if I think Scott was crazy, then I'll stick with my Canon. But I have a feeling that by the end of August, I could end up in the Nikon.
I already made the Nikon Canon switch. I can't switch back. I've spent so much money on lenses, Scott. Yeah. It's not gonna do it. It's not gonna happen. Scott's selling all his lenses though.
Everything's sold except one lens. I sold like $20,000 worth of gear in 4 hours yesterday.
But did you make it back? Did you? I mean, you lost.
Oh,
some
heck
money.
No! I took a huge loss.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I took a huge loss, but you know, it's like I was always going to take a huge loss if I made the switch. I just felt like I really wasn't getting what I needed out of the Canon system. Nikon jumped ahead, in my opinion. I can switch back if
Canon's
I
Canon's coming back. And by the way, you know, these are both the Nikon chip is a Sony chip. We're not going to do TWiP here, but Sony's going to do the same thing with what is it, 22 megapixels or 29 or something like that.
I know. Well, you know, we're just waiting to see.
Yeah. Also here, Mr. Merlin Mann. Hello, Merlin Mann.
Hello. Yo, how are you today?
From the fabulous. I'm fantastic, Merlin. I have now.
You sound clear. You sound like you got a big wide open space. You sound like you got Alex nearby. It sounds great.
I did. I'm wearing, you know, that little tape that they wear on their noses so that they so you can have better breathing. I'm using that now.
Oh, yeah, Breathe Right.
Can you tell the Breathe Right strip? Can you tell it's in play?
Sir. Terrific. You sound like you're breathing freely.
I am breathing freely. You Look Nice Today is the place to go for Mr. Mann's fabulous podcast. You know why I'm happy today? I have finally caught up. I've listened to every show. I can now be part of the in crowd. When you do in jokes, I know.
Yeah, you and your four friends.
You have a big community because when you did the snare thing, the snare size thing, it's the newest exercise sensation sweeping the nation. There's some great submissions to Flickr of snare posters.
A lot of people who listen to our program are shut-ins, and they're looking for a way to take off the top 400 pounds so they can get out. They're very, very hungry at this point, and they need a way to just take off enough to get out, be able to get on like a rascal or maybe two rascals, and be able to get someplace where they got like powdered donuts. So we're helping. I think we're helping.
Well, you succeeded. I think that's really
snare.
That's really good. Snare. Also with us today, I'm very pleased to say, Andy Inako of the Chicago Sun-Times. Somehow the rain seems to be trickling off in
in beautiful Massachusetts.
Well, that's actually very good news here, Leo, because here at the Tonga Room at the Hotel Fairmont in San Francisco, the rain signals that the bandstand is pulled out into the lagoon, and we're about to be favored with Polynesian favorites.
It's oh, no, not I. I will survive. Oh, as long as I know how to love.
I love the Tonga Room. I used to go there to watch a radio show that KSFO used to do. It's a Friday afternoon show there with Buddy Hatton. I loved that.
It's not the cheapest pad thai you will ever eat, but it's definitely an experience that you should have at least once in life.
Definitely
did they turn off the rain while you were there doing the radio show?
No, it comes every, what is it, every hour, something like that?
Every hour on the hour, the rain starts, it fills the pool, then the boat comes out of the lagoon, they play their set, and then the rain starts again, signaling that God has been displeased by this play of music.
And the band
it's
recedes.
Time for you to go back. Exactly, goes pulls out of the lagoon and into its little parking spot.
And it's like a giant Polynesian cuckoo clock.
Exactly. It's like a life-size cuckoo clock. The rain, though, is preceded. I think the waiter goes in the back and he flips the light switches on and off because it's preceded by lightning and thunder.
That's right. The lightning and thunder makes it.
There's lightning and thunder. This is a class act. They actually have strobe lights for the thunder.
Also want to welcome Jeff Smith. I'm really pleased to have Jeff here. Jeff is a musician from Nashville, Tennessee. I know you've heard his stuff. He's the guy who did I'm a Twit, which is one of my favorite songs. We play it all the time. In fact, Jeff, it's become the closing theme for the Twit Live production.
That is so awesome. Hello, everybody.
And I play it, and then I leave the cameras on, and I slowly turn out close the curtains, lock the windows, turn out the lights, and then wander off.
It's that
off.
Type of song, right? It's a cozy kind of...
It's kind of pathetic, really. It's like, I feel like the clown... Who's the clown that sweeps his way off the stage? Anyway.
Emma Kelly.
Hey!
Not Krusty. Anyways, good to have you, Jeff. Jeff's new album, Ones and Zeros, came out yesterday. Where do we go? Do we go to thejeffsmith.com? Thejeffsmith.com to get that?
You go to thejeffsmith.com. I just made a post about it. Actually, you know, one of my other projects, Ringtone Feeder, I'm actually using that platform to deliver this record since everything was all set up there. So I'm launching it there at ringtonefeeder.com.
We'll talk more about that later in the show, and I want to ask you how you do that, because Ringtone Feeder is kind of neat. It hooks into iTunes so that you automatically get ringtones into your iTunes, and I want to know
how... It's different and crazy and fun.
Yeah, I want to know how you do that. It's really cool. So we'll talk more about that. But we should get to the Mac news of the day, because gosh knows there's not much to talk about. And if we start now, we might be done before lunch. Big story, I guess, and I'll let you take the lead on this, Mr. Scott Bourne, is AT&T finally coming out with some prices there.
Yes, and the news is not all good.
Well, in fact, it's pretty uniformly bad. But it could be worse. We could be in Canada.
Yeah. You know, I got to say that... If anybody recalls back when we started this iPhone madness about a year and a half ago, I always said that I thought the weakest link in this deal was the AT&T participation. And that's certainly proving itself right now, because they released the pricing. And I'm sorry. I mean, it's not that people can't afford it, but I just think they're kind of gouging. They're not including any... I don't know.
Is it hailing now, Andy, where you are? Is that actual hail hitting the tin roof of your palapa?
Yes, but I'm going to stay at my post here reporting here at the end of the iPhone line in Boston, Massachusetts. I don't know.
How many people are in line now 1 week before the iPhone comes out, Andy?
Back to you in the cozy, custom-made downtown San Francisco studio with a cooler full of sodas and tapas and all that kinds of stuff.
Hey, that reminds me. Hey, can we have an IQ or a brain tonic in here? Thank you.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Is that real?
Yeah, sound that's effects. Real.
Can't be real. Is that real?
I thought that he was actually at the Tonga Room.
It sounds like a sysadmin that just had way too much Adderall. It's like this crazy typing noise. I thought that was typing. Sounds like Dvorak's keyboard.
Thank you.
This is my dedication to this show, everybody.
Well, if you were here, Andy, I'd give you one of these nice,
oh, God. Cool. That was one of those like thunderclaps that happens right when the lightning comes down. So.
Oh, God. Time for a brain tonic.
Anyway.
Time for me to take a job with UPS, maybe. I don't know. Hang on.
If
I'm gonna put it on mute so you guys can talk.
It was quiet for a minute, and then all of a sudden, it's like we got dwarves hammering in the mountainside. I feel like
I thought perhaps that what was happening was that God was mad at the charging for the SMS text minutes on the new iPhone.
Now, so okay, let's get back to the news. Now that Gautam Damarung has passed over, AT&T put out some videos.
Yes,
in which they explained all this.
Yeah, and they also have a little PDF file which you can download. We have a copy of it up at applephoneshow.com. But I don't need no stinking video to know they're charging me more for text messages than they were, and that you got to pay $5 a month minimum, whereas it used to be bundled in the deal. You also have to pay $18, which is basically just sort of like some guy sat in the boardroom and said, I want an extra $18, so charge him that to do an upgrade. And so now we're starting to get to the point where, you know, originally we're talking about this being about $40 over the life of the contract.
Now it's a lot more, isn't it?
Now it's getting to be quite a bit more. And, you know, I'm not feeling it. What can I say?
I should say the $18 for the upgrade is that's cheaper than the $36 activation that they charge to new users. So they're giving you a break of $18.
Yeah, but you're already a customer. Why do they need to charge you anything? Let me just finish this one point here. I mean, first of all, as I've said a long time, I don't care about GPS right now. Now, I realize I may change my tune if there's some apps that do cool push stuff to the GPS, but right now I don't care about that. And I don't need 3G because I live in the cloud. I'm wondering if I'm even going to upgrade. That would shock the conscience of the nation, but I may not.
Let's watch some of those fine AT&T videos. Here's some customers in the AT&T store.
I'm Larry Meyer for AT&T with some important news for customers new to AT&T about how to be ready to buy an iPhone 3G beginning at 8 a.m. local time Friday, July.
How to be ready to buy an iPhone. What do they think? This is crazy.
Steve's got to be going crazy.
Oh, this is exactly what Steve hates the most.
Yeah. Is anyone else actually talking in public? I think that's the...
Well, we do know now it's 8 a.m.
Right.
I think also the reason a lot of the phone companies have struggled is not because they've made a substantially underpowered product with a lot of bad apps. It's because I think really historically people have not been prepared to buy. I think a lot of times people go in there and they're kind of confused.
What do I do?
Will I need money? Will the can I use this as a phone? There's questions.
What do I do? I don't understand. They did pick a guy.
You guys are haters. You know, I think really to get people ready for the experience, you've got to explain that there's a store and you need to come in and get a phone.
Yeah. They do need to prepare people because you need to bring documentation with you.
Oh, really?
Oh, there's paperwork involved. You've got to bring stuff with you. Now, they also, I noticed, they picked a guy. I don't know. Is this a smudge under his lip or does he have...
Is this the hand-wavy guy? Everybody talks about this guy waving his hands around. Is it this
Yeah.
Guy?
Yeah. He also looks like he's got one of them hipster soul... tab
11. The first thing to remember is there's no benefit to switching your service prior to July 11th.
Okay, would everybody remember that? There is no benefit.
There'll be a test after the show, so everybody...
Sometimes helping you prepare is telling you to prepare to not do something before you're supposed to do it. that's part of the process, really.
You're preparing to not be prepared.
Well, sometimes telling somebody what to do is sometimes telling them what first not to do.
A little in the AT&T's defense, I think that what they're trying to do is that there's no other phone that has long lines that build up. So what they're trying to do...
And they are now requiring activation in store. Right. You can't walk out of the
store. So people being confused or not having what they need will greatly reduce the number of... You know, the everybody's experience. So,
and you can only buy one phone. One phone.
One.
Well, here's the deal. They say you can buy three, but they have to be activated at the time. And so, I don't know how that. I talked to some people at the Apple Store, and they said, yeah, the net effect is Scott, you can come in and buy one phone and activate it, and then somebody else can come in with you and buy a phone with you and activate it. It was kind of really bizarre the way they tried to explain it to me. I mean, you know, I bought like 11 of them last time. I can only buy one, apparently.
This is not a good AT&T, please.
I mean, what you want to do is make your product really hard to get. That's marketing 101.
If you want, you can. Hey, good news. If you want to buy an iPhone and not activate it, they will sell it to you. $599 for the 8 gigabytes, $699 for the 16 gigabyte model. So you pay the full price. And these no-contract phones won't be available on July 11th. They don't say exactly when they'll be available. They'll be offered, quote, in the future.
here's a hint. Just go ahead and buy it, sign the contract, and then terminate, pay the $175 early
it's
term
cheaper.
Fee. And then you've saved $200 and you got an unlocked phone.
Aren't you glad you listened to the show today, ladies and gentlemen? You could have watched that stupid AT&T video, but no.
Is that an unlocked phone or you just own the hardware?
Well, it's...
I think it's not unlocked. The phone...
Right. It just means that you're free from that two-year contract, that if you decide to... That, right, exactly.
And they're not offering Go phones, as far as I know. They're not offering a pay-as-you-go plan,
but
so...
Andy, couldn't you then just drop a T-Mobile SIM in that phone and make it work?
But it wouldn't be unlocked. All you're buying for, as far as I have to explain that I've been rereading these terms and literally saying, okay, now let's see what Apple Insider has to say about it, just to see if they interpret it the same way that I do. The way that I interpret the language that they have there is that for the extra amount of money, all you're buying is a freedom from a contractual obligation to AT&T. So that if you did decide that maybe, you know, Boston is a really wet, miserable place to live. I want to live in someplace sunnier without AT&T service. You would still have a phone that doesn't actually work on the local Australian network, but I would not have to keep paying $70 a month to AT&T for 2 years.
We're not using it.
Maybe it's just me, but I feel like I'm on the phone less now that I have an iPhone. Like I used to be running around with little
flip
phones.
You're twittering more.
That's probably it. I'm hardly ever like walking around with the phone going... I'm browsing, but I'm even not even doing that much. I find moments of the day where I'm just calmly.
You're not alone. I was checking out my minutes, and I realized that I have a little less than 3,000 rollover minutes. I used just a handful of my talk minutes. I'm using more texts than I ever have. It's all a data push device. That's all it is for me.
Well, I know that I generally prefer people to contact me via SMS because I don't want to. I like to have short conversations where I know exactly how long they're going to be and exactly what the what I don't like is generally getting hung up in a long conversation. So
that's good because the $60 plan only gives you 500 minutes. So it's good you're talking less.
Yeah. Now, I don't understand. Are the plans just general AT&T plans now?
Let's see what Todd from the AT&T phone store says.
No waiting list, and all of our stores are operating on a first-come, first-served basis. But there are still a few things you can do to be ready to switch your service prior to July 11th.
What would you do, Merlin Mann, to be ready to switch prior to July 11th?
Seriously, like, what would I do?
Yeah.
Okay, first thing.
Yeah.
You should probably get some comfortable clothes.
Okay.
Get something. I would say have a light lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Get really, really, you want to be very hydrated.
You don't want to be nauseous in any way.
No. I think you want to be ready. I think you need to be dynamic. You need to.
So it's kind of like getting ready for a sigmoidoscopy, kind of, or a colonoscopy.
You drink a lot of kind of like a foul fluid, and then you hold it.
Merlin, do you do any Tai Chi before you do it to kind of calm yourself? You
know, Alex, I think Tai Chi is a fantastic idea. I think actually, I think anything that's going to help you just be in the moment and just be ready for the dynamism that is buying a cell phone. It's going to serve you well. And really, just a lot of the, you know, Alex, like, you know this from your training in the martial arts. I think really, you know, probably 95% of this is mental. Mentally being ready to have a new phone.
That's exactly. Exactly. And the thing is that the Tai Chi will calm you down, but if you speed it up, you can actually use it to push other people out of line. So it's very important to kind of get yourself flexible and ready to go.
That's an excellent point. If you're not familiar with manipulating matrix time, now's the time to take that pill and start taking those lessons.
Bullet time.
You just do a little arc running over the wall, and it's running across the wall. It's very effective.
All right, good.
Exactly. Although realize that if you don't have that really big, pretentious, flappy, idiotic coat, you're really only doing it halfway. You don't want to slap at this. You want to punch at this.
Yeah. Merlin?
Yeah. No, I think these are all terrific ideas. I guess I'm just kind of bummed that AT&T didn't go into more detail about the different ways.
Well, let's check it out. Here's what Todd from the AT&T phone store has to say.
We call it being iReady, so when you get to an AT&T store like this one, we'll have all the information we need to get you up and running quickly.
So I would say go in the store and say, iReady.
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 I came on the show, but I'm ready.
Be sure to wear those pants that drop easily so you can eye bend, eye quickly. This will help the line move eye faster.
I get it.
Hey,
here's
Alex.
Here's a tip.
Alex,
the quickest way to
Jar
get
Jar say?
Make sure not to eye fight back. Don't eye fight.
We're doing it eye for you. Does Alex do a Jar Jar Binks?
I'm talking about, no, not really.
You know, that's the only thing AT&T could have done to do this better is maybe to have Jar Jar Binks deliver.
I think it's time for drum roll.
AT&T and the new iPhone 3G. The great news is if you are new to AT&T or adding a new AT&T wireless phone line, you can purchase iPhone 3G for $199 with a two-year contract.
Lead with the great news. I think that's a smart thing to do. I mean, frankly, that's it right there.
Everybody listening who once worked at, like, took a job at McDonald's or Burger King is now having a flashback of, welcome to the McDonald's team. By adding three times as much meat.
That's what we call QSP.
QSP. You know, I actually watched those videos when I worked at McDonald's in high school.
I watched those videos. Yeah, QSP, and later on they added, there was QSV, quality service value, and I think they added, like, not botulism. I think it
like QSV, but no B. We had the only place that, you know, the employee break room was in the basement of the McDonald's. So you would go down in the... Oh, my God, it's really raining.
That's kind of what it sounded like
in the break room.
Yeah, I'm actually moving inside now. This is not good. Hang on.
But, I mean, okay, if these
are my last words, I'm playing nearer my God to thee and putting the infant into the lifeboats ahead of me. Speak well of me when you speak of me. Goodbye.
Make sure you throw the big sapphire off the deck before you go. It's funny. I think AT&T views this as kind of, we're going to do some viral marketing and show people. But you do raise the important point, Scott, that people do need to get, or maybe it was you, Alex, people really do need to get ready for this because it's going to be a lot to do.
This gets into that whole, I mean, when you think about traffic, you know, just people putting their brakes on just a little bit can create like a mile-long traffic. So in the same way, having people be able to order their phone quickly means that they're all out of the way and we get to buy ours, except... When we actually go in. I don't think I'm going to go the first day. I'm going to cover people on the first day. You know, we'll shoot people going on the first day, but I think I'm going to wait a day.
I don't know if there's going to be people in line at this point. Will there be that crazy line to get into the iPhone store that there was last year or last year?
I know in San Francisco, the thing people learned was that they...
You could walk in later.
Yeah, you walked in 3 hours later and it was... there were plenty of phones. The only thing that'll run out is the 16 gig because no one's going to buy an 8 gig.
Well, let's see. There's a few more things Todd would like to let us know. I just want to make sure we have everything, have all our ducks in a row. Go ahead, Todd. Speak to us.
Vance, before you ever come to a store, will save us all a lot of time.
And make us
first,
all
check
a lot
out
of money.
att.com/iPhone and look at the rate plans and pick one that works best for you. If you travel overseas, be sure to check out our international rate plans and review our travel tips. Second, before July 11th, you can get a credit check out of the way by visiting the store where you plan to purchase iPhone 3G.
There's a good tip. Go to the store now to get your credit check done. Useful information.
Third, back up any data that's on your current phone that you want to put on your iPhone 3G.
Oh, that's easy to do. Back up your phone. You know how to back up your phone? If you have an iPhone.
Yeah,
But like a regular phone?
No.
No, you can't back up.
Since the iPhone syncs with applications on your Mac or PC, getting your current phone's data to a computer is a good move. Then when you're ready to buy iPhone 3G on or after July 11th, you'll need to be sure to bring us some additional information.
I love this video. It has all these people laughing. They're laughing.
This is crazy. That's what they're saying. This is all crazy. It's a phone.
It's so much fun. All right. I think we've had enough of Todd and his maniacal plans for iPhone.
I mean, it was just getting good.
Oh, you want more? You want more? All right.
I want one more.
One more. Here we go. Setting up a new account.
Since you're opening a new account, we need a photo ID and your social security number. Since you're a new customer, we'll need to run a quick credit check. Again, this is one thing you can do in advance. Depending on several factors, we may require a deposit to establish service. You'll also have a $36 activation fee. Next, we'll be ready to transfer or port your existing phone number to your new iPhone 3G. But to do that, we'll need your existing account information
It's
on record
with your current carrier.
A lot of that information is usually contained in your bill from your wireless company. And so if you can bring in that bill, that will help us a lot. Specifically, we'll need your account number, the name of the account holder,
your mother's maiden
name, billing address for
this
the account,
ridiculous.
The account social holder's security. Social security number or tax ID, and if there is one, that account's PIN or password.
Usually, I think I figured it out.
What's that?
I think I figured it out. Apple does not have any iPhones to sell. They broke their ship date. They're not going to be available till October. They know what's going to happen to the stock price if they announce a delay, so they're just making sure that there's absolutely no way that anybody walks out of that store with a phone.
I'm glad I'm playing a gig in Chicago. I'm not going to be anywhere near my Apple store.
Each one of those boxes contains like a fun-sized Snickers bar, and that's it.
it is funny the way that flies in the face of the kind of user experience you come to expect being a user, where, I mean, like anybody who follows the kind of UX world is going to say, like, well, gosh, it seems like you really want to find a way to break this down as much as possible into at most what we used to call a one pager. Like,
yeah.
This should be something with like three or four bullets on it and like big graphical icons, and you show them this one thing. You should not have to, like, I just listened to all those videos and like we made a couple jokes. That's a ridiculous amount of information to process.
We're not done. Well, and there's more. Well,
and the other thing is that, I mean, what they could be doing here is they could let you do all of the entire purchase process online, set it all up, and all you got to walk in and do is show them some kind of barcode or your ID and pick up the phone and have it activated.
Now, remember though, last time when we had the activation problems and everybody screamed and moaned and acted like babies were being killed on the doorstep of the bank. You know, this is what you get. You get a half hour estimated transaction time for each person in the store, according to AT&T. A half hour. Yeah, that's going to run real smooth.
Well, how many employees are they going to put in place for this? Because, I mean, a half...
2.7 million per store.
That's going to take that. So if you see a line of 100 people out in front of that Apple store, that means it's going to be 50 hours of process, 50 man hours.
Those are the employees trying to get in to process your report.
Well, so here's what you should... So you're saying half an hour is a reasonable amount of time to plan.
That's what they're saying.
So you should count the number of people in front of the store, divide that number of people by the number of employees you see inside the store who are actually at the counter.
Well, Apple doesn't have counters, or they don't need counters. You know, they walk around with a little handset.
No, but where can they activate you from?
I bet you Apple. I don't know about AT&T, but I bet you Apple will be pretty far ahead of it. I mean,
so the Play Store is going to be the Apple Store.
I think the Apple Store is going to be an easier place to buy a phone.
I bet. Yeah, I'll bet money that it'll go faster at the Apple Store. It sure is.
And everyone will be nicer. And they'll actually know what they're talking about.
But Todd won't be there.
That's true.
I don't know. So why isn't Apple doing all these videos?
If he knows what's good for him, Todd won't be there.
He'll be swarmed.
Wait a minute. I know that voice.
He'll be swarmed. But why isn't Apple putting out these videos?
They're embarrassed. They're doing good cop, bad cop. I mean, if you were Apple, would you happily pass this along to AT&T?
Yeah. You do
have
that.
Them associated with that?
Yeah. Well, they did a good job.
I can just see the shoulder shrug right now. Wasn't me. I got nothing to do with it.
My guess is that AT&T was the one that wanted to do all this activation in store, and Apple just said, well, it's your problem. You know, if you do the, you know.
Well, you know why this is happening, because AT&T is subsidizing the phone. They need to have you activated. Mm. Because they're getting all the money now. This is important to them.
And once again, a little bit in their defense, I have been in a Verizon store watching people trying to get a new phone, and there's a lot of confusion. I think this is actually a pretty good proactive way to get people ready to go, because there's people come in with after a lobotomy with their phone, and they're trying to figure out how to move the stuff from here to here, and the phone's 6 years old, and they can't figure out how to get the data off, but they're committed to getting the data off.
Well, frankly, this is why I use an independent phone store with guys I know. I buy a lot of phones from them. They know me. It's not as crowded. They can do all this, but they can't sell me an iPhone. It's driving them crazy, by the way. They would love to sell iPhones.
Yeah.
And they'd make it a better customer experience, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there we go. Any other price information that we should know ahead of time, Scott Bourne? I mean, it seems like there's a lot of hidden stuff.
Yeah, there's an extra $15 a month if you want to get some of the enterprise features. So prepared for that.
What?
Like, I think the ActiveSync stuff.
You're kidding.
Wait a minute.
Go ahead. I'm not exactly sure what it includes, but it's the enterprise account, and they're saying it's $45 a month minimum for that.
I'm not buying one of these. I just decided. I look, $20 a month for okay. So you're paying $60 a month. You get 500 minutes unlimited data, but if you want any text messages, you got to buy them. $20, another $20 if you want to buy unlimited text messages. So that's $80 a month just for the data and 500 minutes. If you want a reasonable plan, you're going to be spending $100 a month plus the $20. That's under $20 a month for this phone.
That's what I was paying for my Trio. So I don't know.
Well, that's what AT&T's excuse is. Is they say, well, this is what this makes it on a par with every other smartphone.
And I got no problem with that. The thing is, though, is they're misrepresenting it as being cheaper.
Yeah, it's a little. I don't know.
I mean, they're saying that iPhone is cheaper now.
Well, it is cheaper. The iPhone itself is cheaper. That's not a lie. It's cheaper now.
Yeah. You know,
not over the life. Yeah, not over the life of the phone. But you know, what do people pay attention to? What they pay attention to? What they're going to pay?
I think it's a great marketing move. People will say, "Yeah, I got $199, no problem." But you know, it's sort of like people that buy a car with nothing down, and then the first monthly payment comes due, and they go, "Oops."
Now, I think a lot of people, I say this every time, but I really think it's important. I tell everybody who I talk to, a lot of people come up to me and say, should I buy an iPhone? And I say, first check to see if you're going to get 3G. There's only really two big new features, right? It's 3G and it's the GPS.
GPS.
And the GPS isn't like a turn-by-turn GPS. There are plenty of phones you can buy with, we don't know if ever, right now.
But this GPS is not going to be the sort of thing you put in your car and use as a dash navigator.
That's what I'm saying.
It's going to be the sort of thing that gives you local results automatically, that gives you site-specific Twitter automatically, that basically tells you, oh, by the way, this email from this contact, he's actually within walking distance if you walk.
See, that's cool.
In the face.
Yeah.
That's why I'm getting these GPS.
There's that new kind of Twitter, local Twitter. I can't remember. It's NWLP or something where it tells you you can chat with everybody within a 9-block radius of you. Regardless, you know, my friends or followers, as I says, nothing like that. So that kind of thing would be great on the iPhone. It knows exactly where you are. It would say, here's who's in 9 blocks radius. Here's where the parties are.
Well, and I just think that with the SDK, I think the ability to develop for this is going to be
if they let you.
Well, you can't do turn by turn, but you can do a lot of other things that are location based. I think that they're going to be very interesting.
What is it, Jeff? Is it Twinkle? Is that the name?
Twinkle? Was that the one you could get on a hack?
No, yeah, that's one on a hacked phone, but there's a new. It's not Twitter-based.
It's filtering in everywhere. Even Halo, the new version of Halo, is location-aware. It's ready for that as soon as it's ready. For now, you actually have to type in your address.
Halo, are you going to just... You actually, instead of like saying walk forward, you just run down the street?
Screaming like a maniac?
Yeah, exactly. You're holding your iPhone and going...
I can't believe what AT&T did.
Holding your iPhone like a 50 caliber, just going... That would actually be pretty good. That'd be a good exercise. It's like
you play too many video games.
That would be awful. That would be awful. That would be a bad, bad day for lots and lots of people, and I don't condone that.
Thank you, Andy Iannacco.
Said Andy Iannacco.
The voice of reason. I can't remember. It's another one of those things. You know, I look at friend feed and this stream of information. There's more information than is raining on your head right now, Andy. And I know I saw somewhere. It's within a 9-block radius. It's like Twitter, but only people who are running this application on their iPhone within a 9-block radius of you. But that's the way this GPS works, which is that it turns on, says where you know periodically, because otherwise it'd kill the battery. Oh, I know where I am now. Okay, and then turns itself off. And we don't know what the periodicity is of it, but it's probably less 30 seconds or a minute. It's not enough to give you. Turn by turn direction.
Well, I mean, I know that just the current triangulation with the Wi-Fi and has been good enough that I've used it quite a bit when I'm lost, and I would love to have the precision. I mean, that's for me, that's enough. I'll buy it just to have that. So,
also the API for the GPS is really really clever in that it will only if the developer says, look, I don't need to know within nuclear missile targeting precision. I just need to know generally where this guy is. It will just power up. Just enough electronics to get that sort of a fix. It will only power up the GPS if it specifically is asked for that kind of precision. That's kind of clever.
Well, anyway, so there's absolutely good location-based stuff, but it's not the GPS that many people think they're getting that does come with other phones like the Sprint Instinct, which has turn-by-turn GPS. The HSDPA that AT&T is doing, the 3G network, is far from available everywhere. So the two reasons that a lot of people are going to buy that phone, I think they may be a little disappointed when they get the phone home and say, oh, I'm not getting high speed, and I don't know where I am.
I'm interested in this the audio thing that Steve's talking about, the improved audio. I mean, for me, these little speakers, and of course, obviously with my ringtones, it makes a big difference. But
do you think it's better speakers or it's a better cell phone audio? In other words, is the better transmitter in there?
It's got to be. It better be better speakers. I mean, I can't see how you could make a it sound anything sound good through those same speakers.
People have complained, although Consumer Reports, I think, gave it a pretty good review, but people complained about the audio quality of the original iPhone, that when you talk to people on the iPhone, has anybody noticed that?
Well, I don't think it's any different than my Trio was.
I think they're all crappy.
I mean, I think they're all poor in that regard, so I don't look for any big change there. I'm just wondering, you know, how the plastic case will do as far as reception. The theory being that the plastic case will allow better reception than the steel case on the back.
If it works in my office, I'll be happy.
Is the iPhone bad?
If it
for
works
reception?
In your office, it's got to have a nuclear antenna.
Better work.
I always, every time someone calls, I have to walk over to the window and like open the window and stick my head out to make sure that it works. And then I think, oh, I really wish Verizon had iPhones.
AT&T, less bars everywhere.
Yep.
Who needs bars? But if you want to go to a bar.
You know the AT&T motto, don't you?
No, what's it? What's it?
We're not happy till you're not happy.
Or as Lily Tomlin used to say, we don't care. We don't have to. We're the phone company.
But I think this is a cultural problem. I think this is why people are having a hard time getting caught up with the iPhone is that, I mean, I had the same opinion about Verizon. You go to a Verizon store and it's about as bad a customer service experience as I've had almost anywhere, and so you know, it's just the phone companies are not used to that. It's a commoditized thing. People walk in, they get their phone. There's no, you know, and so I think that there a lot of other, no matter how good these phones get, until they make it easy and enjoyable to buy one, I think it's going to be a hard time. They're going to have a hard time catching up.
If you thought it was bad here in the States, there's actually a website, FU Rogers. In Canada.
Does that mean Frank U. Rogers?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I'll let you guys spell it out in your heads. But if you go there, actually, it takes you to another site. But there's a petition online because it's ruinediphone.com gets you to the same site. The Rogers plans are so god-awful. I think it's for $60, you get something like 100 minutes and 400 megabytes a month. 400, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And so for any decent plan, you're spending well over $100. Let me just check the plans here because they have it linked from that site.
What's so ironic is that, you know, at the blog, we probably get more and have gotten more email from Canada saying,
they're furious.
We want an iPhone.
Well, they've wanted it badly, yeah.
I know, that's what I'm saying. They are the most vocal group of people who have wanted it, and now they don't want it.
Well, it's not that they don't want it. Huh?
Is Wi-Fi more available in Canada, like especially Toronto and stuff? I mean, do you think people will be jumping
actually,
on?
Yeah, actually, Toronto has a municipal Wi-Fi through Toronto Hydro, so maybe that's it. So here's what you get. For $60, which is what we're paying for our unlimited data plan, you get 150 minutes and a maximum of 400 megabytes download.
And then and text messages, you get 75?
You do get 75 text messages, which should be enough for anybody, I think.
Except for iJustine.
Yeah, I was about to say, don't talk to Justine about
that. That's
two
whole text messages a day. What are you going to do, guys? Come on. For $100, you get 600 minutes. See, right there, the minutes are already terrible. 600 minutes, a gigabyte of data max, 200 messages. The top is $115. You get 800 minutes. This is the top plan they offer. And the max data is 2 gigabytes in a month.
There's going to be some big cell phone bills up there in Canada.
Can you imagine? I mean, they're really very upset. There's no unlimited data. There's no unlimited text messages.
Does Rogers have much of any
competition
up there?
Yeah, there's Telus.
Right.
Rogers owns Fido. They merged with the other. There's Bell. There's
so they do have competition.
Yeah, but it's just like here. There's not as actually it's a lot worse than here. I think there's three.
Right.
Maybe there's two because they sold out. So people who are very excited in Canada about getting the iPhone now are very disappointed. And I think that this ruined iPhone.com, they have 27,000 signatures.
Could a petition really make – could it do something?
Ted Rogers doesn't care. He's doing just fine. Thank you. This is the problem is they have a lock essentially. So we complain, but I want to make sure that everybody understands that we still have it better than Canada and many other countries, frankly.
We're Americans. It's our right to complain.
It's our right. 10.5.4 came out on Monday. Downloaded it. Noticed absolutely nothing. Wasn't very big. 64 megabytes. They were some security rolled up some security patches. Didn't look like any new ones. A lot of bug fixes. Anybody have any problems with 10.5.4? Alex, it worked okay for you?
I didn't update it.
You don't put it on your machines because you got production machines.
I just wait. I usually yeah. I'm usually an upgrade behind or two.
Be one where there would be probably not a lot of urgency because it looks like all the security patches, at least all the ones they claim are in 10.5.4, or have already come out.
Now have they patched or worked on it with ARD patch?
They fixed the problem with the Adobe networking thing that was causing people to have trouble when they tried to send Photoshop files over a network. That
right.
was one of the things they did fix.
They were getting corrupted?
Right, corrupted on the way.
And that was the only real problem with the last one. And then there was also some new camera raw profiles.
There, as far as I know, was no fix for the ARD agent. This is the remote access Trojan horse.
We thought we had gotten hit by it.
What?
We thought we had been hit by it in the office.
Ooh.
And it turned out, so it was just one of our, someone who, not working in the office, but she works actually in Toronto, and she suddenly noticed her mouse moving on its own, you know, and stuff, and thought her ARD was open, which actually was the hint that it might not be that. Right. When you actually turn ARD on, there's a bunch of other security stuff
that comes into play. So if you have it on your system, which everybody does, but you're not using it, that you're at risk.
But it turned out to be a Wacom tablet that had the pen too close to the kind of phantom too close, and was it.
Rob Griffiths, writing in Macworld magazine, says the most significant thing about what's changed in OS 10.5.4, maybe what hasn't changed, the ARD agent security hole discovered a few weeks ago remains unplugged. And he says, and I think he's right, they've been working on this a long time, long before the hole was announced or discovered. So I think you're going to see, as Rob says, and I agree, you're going to see a standalone update. Meanwhile, one thing you could do is move the ARD agent file out of your system folder, zip it up, put it somewhere so it doesn't activate. You won't have access to it. If you're using remote access, leave it on, I guess, right?
Right.
And if you're not using it, take it out and zip it up.
Right. But it appears that the safer thing to do if you're going to use it on and off is to leave it on and then turn the security features on or choose those things rather than leaving it just completely off.
PDF-related utilities updated. Mail PDF, save as PDFX, save PDF to web receipts folder workflows. There's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of those little mini fixes. You know, that's what this is all about. You know, it wasn't that big. Apple Dictionary was updated to include the word mobile me.
Indeed.
You think I'm kidding?
No, I just think it's terribly funny. They've got this sucky name and they had to put it in their own dictionary to try to validate.
If you go to dictionary and look up mobile me, it says an internet service from Apple Incorporated for Macintosh computers, iPhone, iPod, Touch, and PCs.
The following update is recommended for all users.
Yeah, exactly.
But not for that reason.
we do have some news from Europe on that, Leo.
Oh, yes?
The French version is called Mobile Moi.
Mobile Moi. Is it?
Just kidding.
Probably be Moi Mobile. I like that. Moi Mobile.
That has a more je ne sais quoi to it.
Yes. Which means I don't know what.
Yeah.
So you're safe saying it has more I don't know what.
I know enough French to get arrested. Let's put it like that.
So do we all, I think. Thanks to Lady Marmalade. I don't see anything new. I haven't had any problems. I did install it on a couple of machines. It seems to be working all right. I think it's probably worth applying, but not urgent because, again, the security fix that most people want at this point is that ARD agent, and that is not included in it.
I always wait on these updates. I always feel like I'm in the middle of a project, and then I update. This almost reminds me of those days in the OS 8 and OS 7, you know, where you got these extensions, and if you put one in the wrong order, it messes everything up. I lost a lot of plugins on Logic Pro back on the 10.3, or is it 10.2, the one that was really problematic.
Yeah.
And I just pulled my hair out.
Are they backed? Are you using them now? Or
They're there, but they're...
They're still out?
They're still gone. They had a special folder for all these cool legacy plugins. The plugins are there. It's just they were bundled in a nice little folder in my plugins thing in Logic, and now they're gone. So I know how to get to them, but it was kind of frustrating to see them disappear for no reason.
Right, right.
Yeah, I'm using OS 3 because that's safe.
You know, I find 6 to be very stable. You know, OS 6 was a very stable.
I don't even remember OS 6.
Yeah.
You mean System 6?
System 6. I remember I held out for a long time. System 7 came out, and there was you could have two windows. You could have I think two applications opened at the same time on System 7.
Ooh.
And that was pretty exciting, but I like my stable platform.
if you wait to update, I mean, okay, I've noticed that they'll come out with these pro app updates, you know, and I think what I did maybe is updated a pro app one, and I should have done it before I updated the OS app. Is that possible?
You can definitely break things badly. I mean, because a lot of the pro apps will be updated to, assuming that typically it's QuickTime, that needs to be caught up with the pro app. Yeah. Because all the pro apps sit on top of QuickTime and constantly are checking back with it. So usually those get upgraded together, or QuickTime may get updated independently. But when you get an update for a pro app, it's very often you'll have an update for QuickTime because they work kind of hand in hand.
I usually update QuickTime, but then I always wait for the pro apps just in case I completely screw everything up, and then. So maybe for me it's all or nothing. Just update all the time.
Well, the QuickTime ones are actually when they come out by themselves, I tend to be kind of careful about it because sometimes you'll update QuickTime and it'll break because everything's sitting on it. If the other apps aren't updated, suddenly you know Final Cut's doing you know funky exports or you know that type of thing. So, QuickTime is the one we're actually the most careful with. I think of all of them, we're constantly
that's
afraid.
Funny, because that's production. The one that's most often updated,
and it was the one we kind of wait, we watch, we look around, we wait to see if people on the Final Cut forums are freaking out, and if no one freaks out, it's kind of like that wildebeest that's walking towards the water, and you watch a couple of them
limping?
Walk to the water. No, you watch it walk to the water, and you're like, did he make it? Did he make it? And then once he makes it, then you can walk over and
you must have be a drink. Dying about what's going on in Zimbabwe. I think.
It's you know it's something that has to happen. I mean you know it's
Mugabe is just
well the process they just have to get through it you know and
right.
So it's kind of that well you've been sick for a long time and then you're
right.
throwing up and right now that's going on but I'm hopefully going to be there in September. So
I remember when you brought me some Zimbabwe dollars back. They're worth
yes.
much less than they were. They're inflation.
I have one in my office. It's 50 million.
Yeah.
And but now it was worth it when I got it. It was worth a dollar, and now it's worth like you know 10 cents or something like that.
Less.
I think it's like 5 billion.
They said their inflation rate's 1,000,000% a year.
Oh no! Oh, I think it's more now. I think it's actually accelerated. It's crazy.
The company there's a company in Germany. I was just reading this in the Wall Street Journal. There's a company in Germany that
stopped sending the paper.
They stopped sending the paper because the German government kept putting pressure on them. They would send the paper with no like blank a blank check.
Yeah.
It'd have all the holographs and all the you know anti counterfeit stuff, but then there's no number on it. And or it had one number, but then they could add the
Mugabe
government could add the zeros depending on what they needed.
Yeah. Well, it's changing. It changes so fast. I mean, it's you know, lunch will be you know $500 million today, and $1 billion tomorrow, and it's.
But if you bring American hard currency,
American's
golden.
Point of view, from American's point of view, with your there's actually been deflation. Lunch is less expensive now
right.
than it was when I started going right. there.
Well, they're glad to get hard currency.
Yeah, hard currency is very valuable there.
Yeah.
So you typically when you run into something where you need to handle something, having hard currency solves it quickly.
Hey, we're going to take a break unless there's any other news stories. Let me ask you, anybody have other news stories before we go to our picks of the week? Going once, going twice. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to get picks from our panel. Alex Lindsay in studio with me, Scott Bourne of the TWIP. Show and the Apple Phone Show is here also, and Merlin Mann of 43 Folders, and you look nice today. Jeff Smith, great to have you on board, and Andy Anako, who's a little soggy today. But the good news is the upside is you can watch Matlock. So
yes, we're getting the audio version of Matlock right now. For those of our fans of old-time radio, which might also probably overlap with the fans of Matlock.
I love Andy Griffith. Don't knock Andy Griffith.
I think he was funnier when he was wearing a badge myself, that's all.
Andy!
It's Aunt B. I recognize her. Let's take a break and talk about Audible. Audible.com/MacBreak. They are our fine sponsors. We love Audible. I was out there last week, had a great time meeting with them, read a kid's book. If you would like, by the way, that kid's book I'm told is going to be available for free. We'll let you know when if you really, really want it. But I also want to mention that there are many other books read by actual actors, talented voice professionals, 50,000 titles strong now. And in honor of us, I'm going to recommend one in honor of Scott Bourne this week. Stuff White People Like. the definitive guide yep. to the unique taste of millions. This is based on a webpage called Stuff White People Like. Here's a little sample, just a little taste for you, Scott. of what you can expect. It's stuff white people like.
White Globetrotter. Instructions, fill in and have fun. Hey, everyone. Sorry for the mass email, but I only have a short period of time at the Internet Cafe here in fill-in-foreign country. The flight from fill-in city took forever, and I was seated next to this really gross person from fill-in country who wouldn't shut up. I swear, next time I fly to fill-in-foreign country, I'm flying first class. So when I got to the airport...
See, this isn't really you, Scott. I don't think you would have flown coach anyway.
You know, I want you to know that as a white guy, though, I do have, you know, an ethnic side. I subscribe to vibe.
I think that is one of the things white people like. Based on the website, it is really fun. It is very funny. You can get it right now absolutely free by going to audible.com/MacBreak. audible.com/MacBreak. Christian Lander wrote that. And it is, it's fun. It's really a, it's a light, it, you know, sometimes you want something very funny. Sometimes you want something serious. They actually have, if you go to the top of the page, they're doing, and I, this is actually something Alex would like, the American History Timeline. And okay. I've listened to a lot of history books on audible.com.
And one that I've been listening to a lot of is Commonwealth Economics for a Crowded Planet by Jeffrey Sachs.
Oh, cool!
And it's actually really good. And it's kind of this very soft way to introduce you to lots of global macroeconomics.
Oh, see, that'd be
while
great.
Talking about. So he's talking about the problem of, you know,
like Zimbabwe,
of all the issues around crowding and resources and everything else. But as he's talking about it, you really get a lot of macroeconomic. not you learn a lot about macrobiotic. You see, there's rice. Yin and then there's yang and there's local food and then there, you know. But it's anyway, it's very good.
Cool. What is that called? Commonwealth.
It's called Commonwealth Economics for a Crowded Planet by Jeffrey Sachs.
And I've got one too, Leo.
Wow,
we're going crazy.
Go ahead, Scott Bourne.
It's the Spartans.
Still reading that, are we?
See, I skipped it. So Scott felt unbalanced because I, you know, he was expecting the Spartans and he felt like it wasn't going to be complete.
He wasn't getting
until
the yin to your yang, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I won my third pass with the Spartans, so it's I like it.
I could just read it over and over again.
That's the first time in my life I've heard Alex Lindsay give a Audible pick that wasn't the Spartans.
All right.
And the reason he gives the Spartans is because it's 957 hours long, so it just he has to keep giving that every week.
Can't get through it. That's right. Audible.com, audible.com/MacBreak. That is the place to go for your free book, and we thank Audible so much for their support. Audible.com/MacBreak. Now it's time, my friends, for our picks of the week. Jeff, I didn't warn you about this, so I'll give you a chance to recuse
yourself. I think I'm
ready. Well, then start us off, Mr. Jeff Smith.
I'm a musician, so I'm completely disorganized. I can't keep track of things. I try to, but I've got, you know, got a daughter, I got family, I got gigs, and so I can't keep track of all the junk on my computer. So I really like these two little apps. They're kind of two, so maybe I'm cheating. I don't know, but
no, you're always welcome to do two. That's fine.
I've got a zillion. What size? You guys use that? What size?
Well, Merlin and I have used that, but you know, kind of in more of an allegorical manner. Is this a program?
Yes, it's called What Size, and it's the URL there is id-design.com.
Oh, so you measure stuff on the screen.
Right, they can do it in a pie chart or whatever. For some reason, stuff always ends up that I didn't know I had there. So it a lot of times when I'm doing manual cleaning of my computer, I'm like, well, why is my hard drive only got 2 gigabytes left? What's going on here? So I type it in, and it says, well, you've got all this audio that... You know, because iTunes is famous for doubling things. So, and then I use this other little thing called App Zapper. If I've forgotten that I had downloaded some program that I never use and I just want to quickly get rid of it and I see it that it's sitting there, appzapper.com is awesome. It's like this little uninstaller and I just drag
that.
It.
That's a good one.
So those two are like little buddies. Like one of them is like, oh, here's all the junk on your computer. And then I go, okay, cool. And if it's an app, I throw it in App Zapper and it's gone and
I was a musician because then my software would be little buddies too.
Wait a minute, you are a musician.
Well, not like him. I don't like do it for a living.
Hey, I've heard you play the guitar. You don't have to do it for a living, but you're a great musician.
Oh, thank you.
You can have little buddies.
Okay, I just think that's cool. Little, I never heard that, Jeff. Congratulations.
Oh, okay.
My little buddy.
Hi, little
buddy. Hey, that's because he's from Nashville. My little buddy there.
Little software buddies.
Yeah. There you go.
Did you guys have Waffle Houses still in Nashville?
Absolutely. There's one up the road from my house. Come on
down.
I want waffles now.
I think we should have a tradition.
No. It's the raisin toast at Waffle House, man. That's what you go for, the raisin toast.
Can't does it get disorient them just for a moment when you go to Waffle House and order toast?
It does, but I just say, give me all the raisin toast in the house. And then
they hear.
And Flo will give it to you.
Yeah. And there is a woman named Flo at every single Waffle House. It's a rule.
Wow.
It's code for something we don't know yet.
They're saving that for the so-called phase three of Waffle House operations. Pray that we don't survive to learn what that is.
Andy Anatko, let's get your pick before the clouds burst once again.
Yes, okay. Well, the BK Steakhouse Burger features a flame-broiled steak burger.
This is not nice. I'm hungry.
Melted American cheese.
You are mean.
A1 thick and hearty steak sauce, crispy onions, red ripe tomatoes, crisp lettuce, and creamy mayonnaise on a premium bakery bun. Mm. And I think you'll all agree with me that the BK Steakhouse Burger delivers a whooping lot of satisfaction for just a suggested retail price of $3.79.
Are you doing side deals?
That's not my pick. That's not my pick of the week. My pick of the week is...
What's that little side deal you got going there with the King?
No. Just stick with me here, because you know my pick of the week is the Burger King Gold Card. Now, I only heard about this when I heard that Hugh Laurie once mentioned in an interview a couple weeks ago that there is the ultimate celebrity perk is the special gold card that Burger King promotions will give you that allows you to get free burgers at any Burger King for life.
What?
And there are only about 12 people on this list. Hugh Laurie has one. Hugh Laurie mentioned it, and they said, oh, well, of course. Hugh, well, we'd love to give you one. Here, have a BK gold card. Jay Leno has one. George Lucas has one.
You mean, how does this work? You just pull up at the store, and you flash the card, and they'll give you your food?
Well, they should ask. Burger King, it's a way to promote Burger King's wonderful Pay It Your Way program, by which you can put cash onto these special
debit
cards.
You're just trying to get a gold card!
And have all the convenience of cash with all the flexibility of your favorite BK menu.
Andy, if you get a gold card, will you take us out? Can you get other people food with this gold card?
Well, that's not up to me. That's up to a woman by the name of Cherie Koster, the senior manager of the Burger King Pay It Your Way program. Who I should mention is light as a gazelle on her feet. She eats like a bird.
So lovely kind, woman.
Regular blood donor. Returns her library books on time. And my email address is... You can head on down to cwob.com if you... You know, we'd like to sort of keep this. It's just genuine wellspring of support. I mean, you can't hear this, but I'm actually tapping some Burger King French fries against the microphone right now. That's how big a fan I am of Burger King and all of its fine products. Actually, underneath my hat, I'm usually wearing one of those paper Burger King crowns. The BK Steakhouse Burger at participating franchises.
This makes anything Dvorak has ever done to self-promote look like it was amateurish.
I'm just going
to
say.
And if it wins, it'll be 1,000 times more awesome than anything Dvorak ever fantasized about.
So seriously, there is this card that if you're a celebrity...
If you're a celebrity, again, basically you get these special like little debit cards that you normally put cash on it to give it to your kids.
But theirs never gets uncharged.
But this one basically says that anything this guy wants, if he wants the entire store, if he wants the fiberglass Burger King outside of the front, give it to him. He's up there with Jay Leno and Hugh Laurie and George Lucas. Who does not want to be in a club that features just 12 people, one of whom is George Lucas?
Wow.
George Lucas at a Burger King. I've seen him at McDonald's.
I be honest with you, I think getting one of these things would basically be a death sentence.
Oh, but what a way to die. That would happily be like one of the first paragraph items in my obituary. He was a member of the ultra-exclusive Burger King Gold Club, a club that included Dr. House and George Lucas.
And he died broiled, not fried.
Broiled, not fried. That's an interesting question. If you could get such a card... I don't think I like prefer the Waffle House would be better than the Burger King.
Give me the cinnamon raisin toast card.
Yeah.
They don't flame broil those waffles, Leo. The searing carbon goodness, that flame broil, seals in the juices while locking in the meaty freshness.
I don't know. I think I'd still rather have the Waffle House.
Don't you dare screw this up.
I'm sorry. Okay. No, you're right. Burger King, fantastic.
I'm like the fist of an angry god.
I love Burger King. Actually, the Whopper Jr. is a mighty fine burger. Okay, we'll wait till she stops listening, and then we can go on. Mel's would be good. You know, I actually you said Mel's Diner in San Francisco. Believe it or not, Dvorak and I, when we did a radio show in the early 90s, we had Mel's cater it every Sunday.
Oh, really?
Mel's would bring...
I didn't know they catered.
Well, it was a special. It was like an ad deal or something. Oh, okay. Our syndicator arranged it. We'd get a tray of Rubens. I mean, it was it would kill, literally. I'm so glad it stopped because it would just kill you. You'd be dead if you kept eating like that. What was very good. Mm. Chopped liver. I mean, it was a ton of stuff. And Dvorak, you know, he would just...
It was free food, Leo. That's right. He wasn't going to walk away from it.
Scott Bourne, what's your? Is that all you want to say about that, Andy? Anything else you'd like to get in there?
Also, I mean, that new dress that you have on, Cherie, it takes years off. And that means that you're, what, 17, 18? Because there wasn't that many years to start off with.
Beautiful, beautiful woman, yeah.
Exactly. Lovely, lovely. I think, a lovely soul. That's what I'm trying to get at. Looks can fade, not that hers will, but she's got a beautiful soul on the inside. I understand she's building homes for Habitat for Humanity right now somewhere.
Oh,
that's
gorgeous.
That's the kind of person she is. Donating blood gorgeous. With one arm while she's hammering in drywall with the other arm. God bless you, lady.
Scott Bourne.
Oh, thanks for letting me follow that.
You want me to do one like a buffer zone? Should I be your buffer?
No, I'm good. I'm ready.
I can give you a buffer zone.
It actually works because it's food related almost.
Oh, good. All right.
It's called cocktail. My pick is cocktail, and this is an odd pick for a guy like me, but I actually got it when my networking guy was trying to help me tweak my TCP receive and send window.
Know how that could be.
Yeah, that's difficult. And so he said, let's just get this $14.95 program, and we can do all kinds of cool stuff with it. And, man, I'm sure it's a little dangerous in my hands because it lets you access Unix stuff, but... They have a thing called the Pilot that lets you clean up your disk and do all kinds of cool things with OS X you're not, you know, familiar with maybe. And have you ever heard of this, Leo?
Cocktail. Yeah, I have it. I use it.
Okay, so
it's
you know
fantastic.
What I'm talking about.
Fantastic. But is it free? I can't remember. Or is it?
It's $14.95.
That's what I thought. Okay, cool.
This is a new version, 4.1.3.
Oh, I haven't tried it.
It's Leopard compatible.
See, that's why I stopped using it, because these are all very specific. All of these little programs are specific to the OS version you're running. Yeah,
yeah, and there is a free trial version. Maybe you were thinking of that. But, you know, it does all kinds of stuff. Like, you can just sort of use it as a one-stop shop to do things like modify your sleep settings, disable journaling, you know, change your startup mode, force empty your trash, which is one of the ones that always bugs me. You know, it's just a bunch of little cool utilities, and it's $15.
Very good deal.
Yeah, good deal. You know, like I say, in the hands of someone like me, it might be three karate lessons going up against Bruce Lee, but nevertheless, I'm having fun with it.
So it'll fix your TCP win if you have a receive problem.
Yes, my TCP win, as you know, my doctor's been asking me to get something done about that for quite some time.
Plugged up.
And he's taking my TCP win pressure this week, so we'll
cocktail.
See.
Cocktail. What's the website for that?
That's maintain.se/cocktail.
Sweden. There's from Sweden.
That's from Sweden.
Sweden.
Doxy make it.
Sweden.
Which means thanks a billion in Swedish.
My program, thank you, Scott Bourne.
You're welcome.
Is something called Visigami. Have you ever seen this or heard of this? Mm-hmm. Visigami. It's from Google. Google has a Google Code Lab with some interesting Mac applications. They're free. It's running right now. It's both an application and a screensaver. In fact, I'll show you, kids, those of you who are watching at home. What you do is you give it a keyword. It'll pull pictures from Flickr, Picasa, or Google Images based on the keyword. You could change the speed, the spacing, the zoom. You could show what kind of display type.
That could be very dangerous.
It is very dangerous. I've set it to Burger King because everybody loves Burger King. So what it's doing, it's pulling down images from Flickr.
I just hope you have safe search on.
Of Burger King. Oh, God. Wait a minute. you make an excellent point, Alex Lindsay. Well, we'll find out. So this is the screensaver version of it. So these are all Burger King. Oh, can't move the mouse. Burger King images. And so it makes a screensaver at it or a desktop application. But, I mean, obviously, you could have Eleanor Mann, for instance, and it would automatically make a screensaver of all the pictures on Flickr that you've put up of Eleanor Mann. Very fast, very quick. It's got some very nice transforms. It'll do Ken Burns effects and stuff like that. And it's free, called Visigami.
That's great.
It is from code.google.com, I think /Mac, V-I-S-I-G-A-M-I. You'd never, it's amazing how many pictures on Flickr there are.
A Burger King.
A Burger King. You know, there's Cherie right there. Look at that. She is a lovely woman.
Oh, God. We've said the word Burger King more in this episode than in previous year and a half.
I think the entire show history, actually.
And we're not even done with the show yet.
It could be more.
So, Cherie, think about how effective this outreach is going to be to your target demographic.
I'm craving a Whopper Jr. right now. But it isn't just Whopper Juniors, is it, Andy Anatko? It could be so much more.
Your very own Heartstopper, give me a free Whopper.
Now with jingles. We got to invite you back more, Jeff. I forgot we should get you playing some music. You know, I do want to extend an invitation, Jeff. Anytime you want to come or you're going to be in the Bay Area, maybe performing, let us know. Come to the cottage. Bring your guitar. We'd love to have some fun. I watched you. You did a great thing with Callie Lewis. It was so much fun to watch, and I'd love to get you to come out here and do something similar.
Cool. Yeah. I'm there.
Good. Good, good, good. Here's a nice picture of a guy in the... Oh, this is great. The Burger King and Colonel Sanders together. Boy, these... I tell you, I'm just craving a French fry right now.
That's America.
Merlin Mann, wake up.
I got an email from Merlin saying that he had to go take care of You Look Nice Today because his system went nuts on him.
Oh, I feel bad. I thought he was awfully quiet.
Yeah, it was way too quiet for Merlin to actually be here. Trust me.
With the Burger King, I was expecting some.
Yeah, he had a kernel panic and said, "Sorry, I'm out."
And he's gone for good, you think?
Yeah, that was like 40 minutes ago, Leo. I'm glad to see that you're on top of things here.
I'm busy enjoying the fine programming here on
you're running the show.
Mac and Break just, Weekly. You know,
he really can't wait to get that wonderful Burger King drive-thru meal. So convenience, amazing. As well as affordability and nutrition.
Hey, Leo, another thing. Last week,
yes,
I wasn't on the show, in case you didn't notice.
Really?
No, I wasn't here.
Did we call you? I don't know. You know, frankly, I'm in a daze almost all the time. I don't really know what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that $1 million you said you were going to give me?
Yeah, right. That I know I didn't say. Let me think. Who has not? Alex Lindsay, is your turn, my friend.
So I have one that's a little more expensive than the other ones.
Uh-oh.
So this one is about an Alex and a half.
1.5 Alexes is like $1,000.
Yeah, $9.95. And so here's the problem that it solves. It is a little bit more specialized than what we usually talk about. But so when you're doing green screen or you're doing visual effects and you're putting all the graphics together, you very rarely can just pull the green screen. And a lot of times you'll have someone in a scene and you'll have to get some 3D graphics or something else to go behind them. And what you have to do is you have to cut them out of that plate. So you have to draw a little line around a person every frame.
Yes.
And there's a great overview. This is called rotoscoping.
I was just going to say, that sounds like rotoscoping.
And there's a great, if you do a search for King Kong rotoscope, there's a great movie, actually with a lot of Pixelcore members in it, oddly enough,
really?
That highlights what rotoscoping was in King Kong and talks about what rotoscoping actually is. And anyway, so that's it's a very specialized, but it's used in probably 80%, maybe even 90, 95% of every visual effects shot uses this. And there are very few programs that really do that rotoscoping very well. People can kind of do it.
It's a neat effect. Isn't that the same effect that Waking Life
Waking used? Life is like a stylized rotoscoping.
So it's like they film something and then they're drawing on top of it.
Yeah, this is very much of a, you're not supposed to see it. If a rotoscope artist does their job, you don't even know they were there.
That's because like intentional rotoscoping.
Yeah, and you'll really see it, as I said, if you look at this, it's King Kong rotoscoping. It's a movie. It's like webisodes or whatever that were done during the King Kong thing, and they highlight it. And it is. It's very, very painstaking. It takes a long time.
So the idea is you're drawing something in, but you want it to look like it's part of the film.
You're trying to cut something out and put it somewhere else, or put something else in. And so the thing is that this becomes a very, very. You really have to have a specialized tool because it has to be able to do all these things as efficiently as possible. Because otherwise, it's an extremely manual process. And so anyway, there's a program called Silhouette Effects that just was updated. And it was good before. I mean, the older version was good, but the new version was a huge step forward. I just started really digging myself into it. I'd had it sitting around for a little while and finally dug into it. And if you're into effects, there's a demo version. You can get it activated for 14 days. Even if you just want to see what rotoscoping's all about,
right.
Download the demo, even if you're never going to buy it. Download
well, that's
it,
cool.
Activate,
you can try it for free.
Play with it for 2 weeks. Try to cut your kids out of a right. out of a frame. Try to move stuff around. It's a really great way, even if you're just going to see how movies are made, see how these effects are done. It's worth just downloading and playing with a little bit. It is a and it is the best in the business right now, and it's a really really great application. So it's called Silhouette Effects Roto, I think, but the company is Silhouette Effects. They've got a bunch of other stuff, but that's the one we're talking about today.
Very cool. Some excellent picks from all of you. Now I want to give a little plug here to our friend Jeff Smith, thejeffsmith.com. And you can go there and his new album. By the way, I love I'm a Twit again. Thank you very much, Jeff, for that fantastic song. So where do I go on the page if I want to find out about the new CD? Do I just go buy the CD or?
Are you on thejeffsmith.com?
Yeah. Is that the best place to go? Where should I go? Or should I use the ringtones?
Ringtone feeder is where the pre-release is. Obviously,
okay, so let's go there.
We're trying something. So if you just go to ringtonefeeder.com. It is right there on the front page. You click.
Can you explain a little bit about Ringtone Feeder as long as we're talking about it?
Yeah. I mean, I got an interesting email from a fellow by the name of Klaus Lovgren, who says hi, by the way.
Hi, Klaus.
He had this kind of cool idea to tap my brain, you know, because I've been doing all these silly jingles for, you know, Adam Curry and Callie Lewis and all these people for a long time, and thought it would kind of become a nice ringtone thing. So, but we wanted to try something different because there's just a million ringtones out there. So basically, this is a RSS feed that you subscribe to. It's a premium feed. So for $1.98 a month, you get ringtones added every week.
I gotta find out more about how you could do a premium RSS feed. So for you pay $2 a month, and you could otherwise you wouldn't get the content.
Right,
It's not DRM'd though or anything, is it?
Well, it's right now because it's with the iPhone. It is the M4R of the Apple iPhone. Now what's really cool about Ringtone Feeder is that we've like from when we started to where we are now, we've changed so much. We're growing. We give out polls to our users, you know, help us figure out what you want better. So we've added lots of stuff. And when we started, you subscribed for $1.98 a month and you got the five latest ringtones that were in the queue. And then each week you get one new one.
Right.
And then we decided, well, you know, these are my little songs. Some people like the song, some people don't. So what else do they like? Let's do some digital instrumental stuff. So now we've doubled it. So when you subscribe for $1.98 a month, you get 10, and then every week you get two more. And then some people are like, well, why is that darn telephone sound in there? So now we've given you two versions, one without the telephone sound, one with the telephone sound. Before you know it, you're going to sign up for $1.98 a month and you're getting 100 ringtones. So it's fun. You know, people are emailing me all the time. Hey, could you make a ringtone about my mom? You know, and we take all of that.
Well, one of them is I'm a Twit, I'm really pleased to say. So that's neat.
Yeah. Well, you know, and when we first went out, I shamelessly tried to make, a handful of ringtone special for you and some other people like that, just to kind of clear through the noise. And that was really fun. And then, of course, I found myself people saying, hey, I want my own personal ringtone. And I said, man, I need to. Wow. What's cool about it is that it's growing. It could be whatever it wants to be. The premium feed is pretty cool. I'm such a non-tech guy. I'm basically the artistic person. We're a two-man show. So my buddy Klaus has, basically scripted the page and integrated how you can just sign up. And then it loads iTunes. And this is exactly the same thing that's going on with my album, Ones and O's, for this pre-release, the Dynamic album. So we're using the same premium RSS subscription model. And then on top of getting the tunes, you'll get 12 songs and then a few free ringtones. I'm a Twit's a ringtone. The I'm a Twit video in MPEG 4 is there. And of course, all the documentation and lyrics and stuff are embedded in the MP3. The album itself on Ones and O's is completely DRM free. It's MP3 at 256. I think it's a pretty good size for most people. 320 might have just been too big. Probably going to start loading some other optional things like FLAC. You know, if you want to, if you're a paid subscriber to this record, there's, you can actually go direct download this stuff as well.
It's a really interesting model. I mean, to have it be a feed, and so that way you get extra stuff kind of automatically. How do people react to it? Do they react pretty well to it?
We just launched it yesterday. I Twittered it and I posted it, and people really like it. Obviously, some of these tunes have been out in the ether already. You know, people have heard I'm a Twit.
Dig the code. Yeah.
Pod Save the Queen, which was the thing I did for Adam Curry's daughter. I've packaged it together and just went ahead and embraced the whole geek theme. I said, okay,
we're all in the I'm a Twit video. I just want to point out you've got Scott Bourne in there somewhere. Like, there's Perillo. And what I like is in the video, I should play the video, but in the video, it looks like you made it all with photo booth. Right?
Yeah. You know what's very funny? My 6-year-old daughter showed me how to record video in photo booth. That's how untechy I am. She said, look, Daddy, I made a video, and she's, you know, dancing in front of the roller coaster. I'm like, How did you do it?
I'll tell you what, we'll play it as our closing theme so people can hear it. But if you want to know more, go to ringtonefeeder.com. And the new album is Ones and O's and is out now. And Jeff, I'm so glad you could join us. The Jeff Smith, GEOFFSmith.com.
This has been a total gas, man. I love coming here and just listening to you guys, you know, who I listen to all the time, just kind of be involved in the conversation. So,
well, I'm sorry Merlin fell off the map. I don't know. I feel bad. Maybe we can get him a new Mac. We've got to work on that. And of course, a Big Mac for Andy and Naka. Oh, wait a minute. No, I said the wrong thing. Jeez. I mean, who wants a Big Mac? Nobody wants a Big Mac. We want a luscious Whopper Jr.
Oh, but
out of my mouth.
Oh, I just did want to add one thing. Sorry for just ending the plug thing.
Yeah, yeah.
With the subscription for the Ones and O's record, actually, for the rest of the year, every other week, you're going to get some more free stuff. So it's like active.
Well, that's what I like about it. It's a feed. It's not just one static album. You get more stuff. I really think.
Yeah, there's a lot of documentation. The site's really in detailed. Everyone seems to. Figured it out, and even I figured it out. So, no, you can too.
What's your daughter's name?
Molly.
Does she have a lot of videos on YouTube?
I wrote a song called Not on the Radio a couple years ago that was kind of my intro into the whole podcast kind of world.
Right.
And my wife filmed her. If you go
oh,
on
I gotta
YouTube
find
and
that. Oh, I gotta find
it's
that.
It's the cutest thing in the world. I actually had nothing to do with the video. I was out of town on a gig, and then my wife emailed me and said, hey, I made this movie to your song, and it's on the internet now. And, you know, next thing you know, everyone's playing it. Adam Curry's plugging it.
That's really neat.
Shamelessly using my children to further my career.
Nothing wrong with that. I've done it for years. No, actually, I would if I could, but they haven't. They're not really cute. Now, is the one with Adam Curry in it the one I should... No, that looks like that Adam Curry talking about it. Let's hear. Here's from the Jeff Smith. So that's got to be the one. That's got to be the one. This is a video by Laura Smith. Jeff Smith. Thanks for joining us, Jeff. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Great to talk Somebody to you. Told me you're in- I'm going to pause it. So I just get thanks. Say thank to everybody else. Thank you, Scott Bourne, AppleFoneShow.com. By the way, I hope you'll be part of our coverage next week. When the phone launches, Scott and everybody else.
I'll be there Friday ready to chip in.
We're going to start. I think what we're going to do, call me nuts, but it starts at 8 a.m. local time, right?
Yep.
Do we know when the Apple Store is selling it? I presume if AT&T's doing
8 o'clock.
It, it's the same. So 8 a.m. local time in New Zealand is something like Thursday at 4 a.m. for me. I don't know exactly. I'm going to find out. But we're going to start covering it as the from Apple Phone Store to Apple Phone Store, starting in New Zealand, ending in Hawaii. I think it's going to be like a 36-hour, crazy 36 hours.
Should be fun.
So we're going to have a lot of fun doing it. We'll talk to people in line at the stores. We're working on that. Some Pixel Core people will be doing that. Mm-hmm. We're going to try to get some EVDO cards from Qualcomm to them. But even if we don't, you know.
There's people with
Wi-Fi
EVDO,
everywhere,
Wi-Fi.
Too.
We'll play with it. It's a big experiment.
We'll see. It's going to happen. If you anybody wants to come up and be here, I might let you take over. At some point, I'm going to need a nap in that 36 hours. But I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So,
well, do you want me to come up there, Leo? I'll
please,
come up there.
At any point. Now, as I said, I'm going to start Thursday. We do shows as well, so I'll intermix it with the regular shows. Our last show on Thursday is 1:30. We do a Jumping Monkeys. That's usually done by 3 or 4. At that point, we'll go into full bore coverage worldwide, and we'll go through the night as people line up in the U.S. for the 8 a.m. store openings. We'll let you know how it's going. We'll talk. I mean, there's always parties in these lines. We have Apple. We have iPhones to give away. I don't know how many yet. Audible's giving us, I think, 5 iPhones to give away with audiobooks on them. I'm going to firm up those details between now and then. But and we got to think of a way to give them away. You know, maybe having, I don't know, iPhone costumes, or maybe reading for, you know, because it's Audible books. Maybe like
sack races.
Sack races. There you go. Sack race for a phone. We'll figure out a way. We'll give some of those away. That's going to be fun. And yeah, Alex and Scott, if you want to be up here, that'd be great. I'm going to need somebody to sit on the ball at least some of these times. You want to sit on the ball?
I want to sit
I'll
on
give
the
you
ball.
A little training. Come up and I'll give you a little training on the TriCaster so you can switch the video, pull up the Skype.
I want to sit on the ball.
Can I sit on a real chair, please?
Well, the good news about the ball is the fine executive chair that I purchased to sit in that I'm no longer sitting in could be yours, Scott Bourne.
Thank you.
You have fine chair. It's got memory foam. Your butt will just fit right in there.
I'll send Liana Lehua from girlsgonegeek.tv to stand in line and give us field reports.
Exactly.
And then I'll coordinate.
The whole point is they get in line so we don't have to. So that coverage will be starting on the 10th in a little more than a week. We look forward to seeing you at twitlive.tv. It's not going to be offered as a podcast. You just have to watch it live because it's like any delicious fish. The next day, you don't want it. And Andy, if you're going to be in the Boston store, that'd be really fun to hear from you out there, too.
I will probably be, well, for the morning, I might be able to be at the Boston store. I'm going to be housebound for a little bit of that because I really don't. I'm wondering if this is all the stuff that AT&T is willing to tell us about.
There may not be anybody there.
Yeah, I'm wondering what's awaiting us when we get there. I think they're just going to be slapping us with rotten fish just to say, ha-ha, you'll put up with this because you want
fool.
The phone.
You fool you. Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, this could be a big bust if nobody wants the iPhone. It might be like the silliest thing we've ever done, in which case we'll just pack it up and go home.
Yeah. But I
think there's going to be a line with the registration. I think there's going to be a line no matter what.
And we're going to make the line fun.
Maybe I will go down to the Chicago Apple store with my guitar and just start singing to people.
You're on, deal. Deal, dude. Okay. It could be great. It'd be so cool.
I'll hack my phone. I'll put Quick on it real quick, and I'll just stream it.
He doesn't have to be Quick. You know, there'll be somebody in line. Just tell them, call Twit Live. The Skype handle is call Twit Live. Just have them call Twit Live, and or, you know, we'll figure out some way that they can get a hold of us ahead of time and say, hey, I've got video of Jeff singing in the line. We'll arrange that so we can see you. Because if anybody who has a MacBook has a very good camera, they can just aim it at you, and then we'll be able to see what's going on. I think it's a lot of fun.
All right, Jeff. As long as mall security lets you.
Ah, mall security. What are they going to do? Shoot you?
Maybe.
What's the name of the song again?
I'm a Twit.
No, not
Which
that one. I'm
going
to play your daughter. I think that's cute.
Oh, Not on the Radio.
Not on the Radio. And it's Violet?
Molly.
I don't know where I got Violet from. Molly.
She does like Violet from Willy Wonka, though.
That may be it. That's it. Molly is going to sing for us. I'm not on the radio. And Jeff Smith, thank you for joining us. And dancing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. Scott Bourne. Andy Inako, Mr. Alex Lindsay, and Merlin Mann in absentia. We'll see you next time. Another Mac break. Broke.
Somebody told me you're in San Francisco. They said you're working in a box.
Yeah, cubicle.
Somebody told me that you're not on top of the world. You're probably walking down the street with your earbuds jammed so deep in your ear.
Yeah, you're going deaf.
You probably found this little MP3 for free. Well, you can play this, but not on the radio. I made this just so I could let it go. Does anyone around